Sometimes I don't think people realize what kind of support mechanisms are out there for farmers that may face physical challenges, might have some issues trying to continue to farm as they age and come in contact with medical challenges. Easter Seals of Wisconsin's got a farm program, and Jeff Cradwell is along with us. He's a rural rehab specialist that has been a part of this group, part of this organization for a while. When did you get started with the Easter Seals side of the farm program, Jeff?
Hi, Pam. I've been with the Easter Seals Farm Program for almost 16 years now.
Yeah. And so you have seen a lot of different ways that the program has ebbed and flowed. Just remind people in general what the Easter Seals of Wisconsin Farm Program really at its core is all about.
Yeah, you bet. Easter Seals Farm Program at its core is simply to help farmers who have a medical limitation or a disability to help them continue to farm with that limitation.
You know, and I am fortunate enough to sit on the AgriAbility Board, which obviously works very closely with the Easter Seals Farm Program, and the stories are just amazing. Because like you point out, Jeff, it may be a surprise accident. Something happened, a limb is lost, or something is compromised. Or it could just be the fact that we're getting older and our bodies change on us. You guys go out and really help evaluate the situation, don't you?
Correct. We currently have about 400 farmers on our caseload. Those services for those farmers are very individualized, but often we do travel to the farm, meet with a farmer at their farm, see the work that they do, some of the challenges that they have, and then make recommendations for improving that or eliminating that barrier.
Well, and as you can well imagine, folks, the need far outweighs general funding available for these kinds of partnerships. Jeff, talk to me a little bit about the recent grant that was picked up by the Farm Program through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's 2501 program. It's designed to help work with underserved and veteran farmers. Tell me about this grant.
Sure thing. USDA's SDA 2501 grant is designed to help complement some of the services that we do. So within this grant, we want to increase our outreach to veteran farmers, as you mentioned, and historically underserved minority farmers regarding the AgriAbility program that it is available, and then also be able to talk to them about available programs through USDA, whether it be NRCS conservation-type programs or farm lending-type programs to increase their ability to farm. With that grant, we also want to increase their awareness of programs at the Wisconsin Farm Center as well as at the Farmer Veteran Coalition of Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're kind of the umbrella guy. You just want to make sure everybody is aware of what's out there because, honestly, Jeff, let's be truthful. Nobody's got a big pot of money to try to necessarily help.
Correct, yes. And that's why we have four total agencies on this SDA program. Like I mentioned earlier, the Wisconsin Farm Center, the Farmer Veteran Coalition of Wisconsin, UW Extension Services, and then us at Easter Seals. So hopefully we can connect as many people as we can and just take advantage and help stretch those dollars that are given to us through this grant program.
Well, and let's help them understand the scope of that work just a little bit more, Jeff. Folks, just stop and imagine a farmer that wasn't in an accident, lost a limb, but it is their mainstay. Farming is their livelihood. Farming is their financial focus, and they still want to continue to farm. That is not an inexpensive proposition, Jeff, to try to assist those people. Walk us through how you try to get that conversation started or how you try to overcome that kind of a tremendous challenge.
Yeah, that is a challenge, as you mentioned, to make a change on a farm, as all the farmers know, can be an expensive ordeal. We spend a lot of our time marketing and doing outreach like this to making farmers simply aware that there is help available and trying to engage that farmer to ask for that help. Often we try to make the enrollment process as simple as we can. They can do that with a 5-minute phone call with our outreach person and then have that farm assessment or that meeting be just a one-on-one meeting at their farm. So it's simple, that it's not overwhelming to them, and then they're in charge of it all, meaning they can accept that help or and in control of what changes or what happens on their farm.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, along with anything that's as traumatic as a limb loss or something like that, it's not just about the physical needs, Jeff. You folks also have a component that helps with the mental shock of what might have just happened.
Yeah, we have try to have our services be all-inclusive, and we rely on our partners, as I mentioned earlier, people at the Wisconsin Farm Center, for example, to help us in areas that we may not be the experts on. And really rely on all persons that could help us within this program.
I don't want you to necessarily pull out the sob rag, though, here, folks, because I've been fortunate to see some of the farmers that partner with people like Jeff Cradwell and the Easter Seals of Wisconsin Farm Program, and it's pretty amazing. They come up with a lot of their own solutions, too, Jeff, if you let them.
Oh, absolutely. Usually when I come to the farm, you know, they may have already taken care of, you know, some of the pressing needs themselves. You know, they may have taken care of the first three, four really pressing needs and have come up with some really imaginative ways to accomplish problems. And truthfully, I steal some of those ideas for the next time I run into it.
Okay.
But, you know, as the farm is, you know, often there's a lot of things going on. And for the things that they struggle with, maybe we have some ideas on things that we've seen or done before that we can help them with.
Yeah, exactly. If you're just joining us, this is Jeff Cradwell. He's our rural rehab specialist with Easter Seals of Wisconsin, specifically the farm program. That's there to be one of those resources that farmers and families can turn to if something has changed dramatically in the way you're operating the farm. As I said, a farm accident, something happened physically to your body, or maybe it's as we age, you just can't do what you used to do as far as certain medical conditions. They are there to help you. Now, Jeff, how do you suggest that they get started on the process? How can they even find out more about the farm program?
Sure thing. We do have a website at Easter Seals Wisconsin. If they just simply Google Easter Seals Wisconsin, it'll come up. The best way, really, we have an outreach specialist. Her name's Annie. Her phone number, area code 608-262-9336. To call AgriAbility, talk with Annie. It's a five-minute enrollment process. She can also spend time with you knowing if it's a good fit for you to enroll in our program or not. That's really the best and the simplest way to do it.
Slick. Now, you mentioned 400 farmers right now, your current caseload, Jeff. So if I'm somebody that's thinking, hey, I could really use some assistance, tell me a little bit about the turnaround. I know because I'm on the AgriAbility board, I know you don't have a lot of people to spread that kind of workload over.
Yeah, if for a farm visit, we really can make that farm visit within the week or two of the call, and sooner if absolutely needed. It's not a long wait period for us to make that visit at all. So,
mm-hmm. Well, like we said, folks, it is a resource that far too many farmers and families don't necessarily know about in critical times in their life and their farming history, where they should. Jeff Cradwell is one of those faces that you would like to see coming down the driveway after one of those incidents. He is the rural rehab specialist with Easter Seals of Wisconsin, specifically their farm program. And like he said, you want to find out more, you want to get enrolled, go ahead and check them out. Easter Seals of Wisconsin, you will find the farm program there. And of course, keep listening because, as I said, we want to make sure that we're connecting you with these kinds of resources. And Jeff is one of those umbrellas that has many. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.